Yeah.
Hi there, Caleb. Thank you so much for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Of course, Lulu wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer all of your questions. And then since the business itself is new, she did want me to apply that new in business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Well, thank you. It's not done too bad. Got some snow coming in, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that pops up right near the top of the page?
Yes. Yeah, she just went over it. I didn't know if that's what it was called, but she went over.
Well, it's where we go when we need something but don't know who to call. We Google it, right? We get on our smartphone
right.
Or jump on our computer. We type in a couple of keywords. 9 times out of 10, we're going to make that decision off of what we see on that first page of that search result. So that's what this would do for you. And people don't need to know the name of your company. I mean, it's a brand new business, so that's really going to benefit you. You've already got the website, you know, and a website's a powerful conversion tool. It lets people know you do exactly what they're looking for, lets them learn about your company, gives them the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. But of course, it only works when people see it. And since most people rarely, if ever, go past the first page when they're looking for your service or for any service, you know, having that business listed where people can find it is really the most important thing. Having that website where people can find it on their own without already knowing the name of your company. So we're going to attach to that website all the content that Google wants to see, all the different destinations and directories. It's not just for Google, Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps. In fact, you know, willing to travel a good 50 miles or so, there's going to be a social media campaign as well. So paid Facebook ads, that's going to get you found quickly throughout your entire service area, big cities and small, specific zip codes, even neighborhoods, where it's going to be profitable for you to be found by both residential and commercial clients. And, of course, the calls come directly to you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. You're not paying extra for each individual lead. You're not paying per click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it is that same flat rate, and you qualify for reduced pricing. It is, of course, on a month-to-month basis. There's no long-term contract. But as long as you keep the service, the reduced rate stays with you as long as you stay with us. So it's not like an introductory rate that's going to balloon up on you. The new in business rate's just kind of like an assistance program, if you will. It's just to make it more affordable for younger companies, because we know that although there are no long-term contracts, our clients certainly do keep the service because it's profitable to be where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made right on that first page. So every month you keep the service, you save 50%. That's $300 off the normal cost of the service, and it brings the rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of exactly $299. That's all inclusive. That's with the paid ads and everything else. No taxes or fees or surcharges or anything like that. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, being that the calls come directly to you, is that something that you would want for your business at this point?
Yeah. I don't know that I could swing the $599 and all that right now. I just started out.
So. $299. Yeah, like I said, the normal cost is $599, but new businesses, you'd save 50%. So it's usually more affordable than like a lead-based service. You know, you pay for the lead, and it's $40, $60, $80, and then you know, you get the job or you don't get the job, but you still pay for the lead. Are you using that Angie's Lead? Lulu attached that directory page here. How do you like that service?
Well, so far I've only had one lead come in, and I've tried reaching out to the person. I haven't been able to get a response. So.
Oh, so you've got a lead that you're paying for, and you haven't even been able to speak with the person. much less get the job.
Correct. Yeah.
All right, I gotcha. Well, one thing that that I noticed here, and Lulu didn't mention it, it says veteran-owned. Are you yourself a veteran of the U.S. military?
Yes, sir.
You are. You are. Well, first of all, thank you for your service. So what I can do, and I mean, there's a couple of things. One, I could shrink the service area down to maybe 30 miles. And with that, we can easily do a local-only campaign, you know, kind of put the Facebook ads to the side for now, drop it down to $199. But like I said, it would shrink your service area down. The other thing that I could do here would be, you know, just to kind of recognize the fact that you're veteran-owned, would be to reduce the cost of the package that includes the Facebook ads from $299 down to $249. That would still cover the 50 miles. But, I mean, you know the needs of your business a lot more than I do, you know, how much work you can take on, how far you really want to go for the job, and of course, what the budget allows. But at least with this, you're not paying per lead, and the calls come directly to you, so you're not dealing with someone who's, you know, like this. The problem with the lead-based service, and not to say anything bad about anybody else, but the lead-based services, Angie Leads, Home Advisor, Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, you pay for a lead, but two or four or five of your competitors pay for the exact same lead. And a lot of times the potential customer is using that service precisely because they know they're going to get multiple phone calls. Sometimes they've already scheduled it with somebody else even before you get that lead. They might not even be answering the phone by the time you get that lead. So it does cost a little bit of money. And also, you know, you have to be patient and waiting until that lead turns into a job. And for a young company, it might add up in lead fees before you get that job a little more than you would like it to. So, I mean, the $199, like I said, that's probably going to be for about 25, 30 miles. If I drop that $299 down to $249, though, just again to kind of recognize your service, that would still cover your entire 50 miles, but you know the needs of your business better than I do. Which of those two campaigns do you think might be a better fit for your business at this point?
Well, I mean, really, both would benefit. So.
Of course, yeah. But, I mean, as far as what the budget allows, now, you know, I don't think I'm asking you to dig deeper into your pockets for additional advertising dollars. I mean, I do know from talking to business owners that use lead-based services that you can pause your leads. So, I mean, it might mean pausing your leads once a week for the next month or so to budget for our service, but at least getting that website where more people can see it. I mean, at this point, you've got a website, but unless people know the name of your company, the name of your website, they're not likely to find that website. It's kind of like a digital business card. So you're kind of doing yourself a little bit of a disservice having a website that people aren't able to find on their own. So, I mean, this would get it to where people can find that website, of course, without already knowing the name of your company, just by typing in junk hauling or debris removal or whatever they might be typing in, as long as it's related to your service, getting your phone ringing. And if you can overall scale back on the leads once we get your phone ringing, it's going to save you time, it's going to save you money, and, of course, it's going to reach more people. You know, not everybody uses Angie's, but pretty much everyone uses Google. If they're not using Google, they're probably using Bing, the other major search engine, and you'll be listed there. Now, we can always add the Facebook ads in later on, you know, and start with the local campaign at $199. At least that's going to get your phone ringing and get it ringing from people closer to you. I mean, you're not like an Uber driver, right? You're not getting paid to drive 50 miles away. If we can keep you busy closer to home, that'd be a good thing, right?
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've got it in the notes that if we add the Facebook ads in later on, it would be $249. So, it's, I mean, it's still $100 worth of Facebook ads. We did just at the beginning of the year kind of do away with the $149 as a local-only campaign, so I can't even offer it anymore. But the $199 is a great way to get things going. And if you ever do decide to add $100 of Facebook ads, it's just going to bump it up to $249. So, you know, at least that way, your website's going to be in that local map for people that are closer to home for you and looking for someone who does what you do. I mean, that's I mean, I don't want to say shooting fish in a barrel, but I mean, when someone needs somebody and they're trying to find the right company to call and you're one of their options, I mean, I'm not saying you're going to get every single phone call because, you know, of course, you're not going to be the only company that pops up when someone in the area is looking for someone who does junk hauling. But, you know, that's a good thing. You know, the people that decide to call you will have seen your website first. So they're making kind of an informed, conscious decision to call you. Before they even start dialing your number, they're already hoping that you're available to do the job and pretty much already thinking that if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. That's the benefit of having a website, but we just got to get it out there in front of more people.
Right.
So when we...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, when we get your phone ringing, is this the number? It seems like it. The number that we're speaking on is the number on the website, right? That's the one you want your customers to call?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yep.
Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Is this something I had to make a decision right this second on, or kind of like a day or two to think about it?
Well, it is a position that we're actively filling. So it's something that just became available this morning. Lulu and one other their job today is to help me find the one company to work with. So it's different than like a lead-based service where you can sign up anytime and where the day you sign up, there's already a backlog of leads that have been sent to your competitors that you then start receiving. Strict Google guidelines mean that we can only work with one business at a time, so per area and industry, of course. So we are trying to fill this position now. I mean, what are your thoughts on something like this? Is it the amount of work you can take on or the budget that might be giving you cause for concern at this point?
It's more of the budget portion of it, because I don't want to get too deep in, and now it's, you know, adding too many different things on that I can't take care of.
Right. And that's why the new in business rate is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. You know, we know that a young company does have expenses, and you know, your advertising dollars are not, you know, grown on a tree in the backyard. So we want to make it as affordable for you as we can. And like I said, you do save 50% off the cost of the service. And I can drop it even lower because you are a veteran. The $199, though, I mean, you know, one job that you weren't going to get otherwise would offset the cost of the service. I mean, it's not like you're a hair salon or a toggy walker, right? Once we get your phone ringing and get that website where people can see it, I mean, you're going to be profitable. I mean, to be honest with you, that's below our cost, meaning that we're going to spend more in our time and resources to get you on that first page than that $199 would cover. So we've got skin in the game, too. We're investing in your success. But we know that, I mean, your success is our success. So as long as you keep the service long term, it's going to make sense for us, too. I mean, I don't think the $199 is going to put you out of business, but it might help you grow your company. I mean, having a website is one thing, but having it where people can see it and pick up the phone and call you. Google's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. I mean, it's where we go when we don't know who to call. And every new customer that finds you online does become someone who can use your services down the road and even recommend you to their friends. So it's going to help you grow your business. And like I said, you're going to reach out to more people. And I think in the long run, it's more affordable than something like Angie's. You know, it might only be $20 or $30. It might be $40 or $60 per lead, but those lead fees add up pretty quick.
Right. All right. Well, I mean, we'll run with it, and I'll figure out something if I have to, whatever.
Yeah. So the one thing that I did want to ask you was the 6525 Roosevelt Avenue. Now, you're service-based, right? I mean, that address is on the website, but does anyone ever come out to you, or do you strictly go out to them?
No, I just go out to them.
Okay. Is that your home address then?
Yeah, I'm running out of my home.
Of course, yeah. I mean, that's kind of how Google expects it to be. You know, you go out to them to provide the service. They don't expect you to have like a storefront or a showroom or anything like that. At the same time, though, Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you're just going to be listed Charleston and not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then is the email address on the website, the contact us at tmdservices.wv.com, is that a good email address for you?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then, Caleb, Lulu never did get your last name, sir.
Schoolcraft.
Could you spell that?
S-C-H-O-O-L-C-R-A-F-T.
So S-C-H-O-O-L-C-R-A-F-T. And is
correct.
C-A-L-E-B?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, well, of course, we'll be promoting the tmdservices.wv.com. So if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with one of our technicians. Of course, we're going to want to talk to you a little bit more about all of your services and your service area, kind of verify information off of the website and information that I have, but also dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure that we know, like, mission statement, if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business, if you want to be listed knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call, and you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I do okay. need to do here, Caleb, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that reduced price, that it's a month-to-month service, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time. If you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question, it is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yep.
Okay. So give me just a quick second here, Caleb, to get that set up. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
TMD Services.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Caleb, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Caleb Schoolcraft, owner.
Okay. Mr. Schoolcraft, as the owner of TMD Services, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, Caleb, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Schoolcraft, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Caleb, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, even emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Caleb, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then Mr. Schoolcraft, it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we do ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Schoolcraft, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Caleb, that's fair enough, right?
Correct, yes.
Perfect. So then, with it being a month-to-month service and that reduced rate, that flat rate, now, did you want to do the local campaign at $199 and about a 30-mile radius, or did you want to cover the entire 50 miles at that reduced rate of $249?
I'll do the $249.
That's a good call. I mean, it's going to get you more opportunities, more phone calls, and like I said, it's $100 of Facebook ads for just an extra $50. It reduces the basic package down. So this next part reads as follows then. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'm actually waiving the setup fee altogether, will be charged today's date, the 15th of January, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. That $249, Caleb, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind, and, of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as that social media campaign, that Facebook paid ad campaign is included in that $249 package. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 15th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of just $249, and again, that rate will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will, no contract, which means you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause it if you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Caleb, all that we do request to prevent the charge to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. And that, Mr. Schoolcraft, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Caleb, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, Caleb, that actually does conclude the voice verification in the Mr. Schoolcraft. That first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Master.
And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
First and last, or any middle initial on that card?
Middle initial of A.
You said A like Apple?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then you said that was a MasterCard. That actually should start with a 5. All MasterCards do.
Yep.
I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, so 5156.
Yes, sir.
7899.
Okay.
9578.
Yes, sir.
0466.
And then, Caleb, the expiration month and year?
03 of 2028.
And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
689.
689. I have 689, 689 on the back. I've got March or 03 of 2028 for the expiration date. And then, Caleb, was the card itself 51, 56, 78, 99, 95, 78, 04, 66?
Correct.
Is that bill at the home address, the 6525 Roosevelt Ave, 25304?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. In about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
All right, one second.
Sure, no problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
All righty. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And Caleb, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you'll actually receive all that information by way of email in about a minute through our automated system, and you'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. And you'll also receive that link by direct text message. And then, Caleb, when you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. I do actually have the 12 noon available. There's also a 1 o'clock and a 2 o'clock. And then this afternoon, it looks like there is a 3 o'clock and a 4 o'clock, but we are booked up at 5 and 6. So did you want something sooner rather than later, mid-morning or early afternoon, or did you want something towards the end of the day?
We can do something here. So you said, what was the earliest one you had?
The earliest one that we have available is at 12 noon.
Okay. Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. So we're going to schedule it from 12 until 1. The call itself takes about half an hour. So it's probably going to get to you right at or shortly after 12 noon. Get you off the phone pretty quick after that. If I'm actually between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on the beginning part of that call just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. I may already be on a call. I don't get a lot of advance notice. If I am on a call, they'll certainly call you anyway on their own. They'll have your file and they'll take really good care of you. Just in case I'm not on that phone call, or I guess even if I am, I did want to set up a little bit of extra security on your account, just a question and an answer, meaning that anyone who calls us and tells us that they're with TND Services, even if it's you, Caleb, and we recognize your voice, we'll probably still ask you for the answer to the question. And then, of course, this is important. Anyone who calls you and tells you that they are either with Google or with Local Splash, they'll need to know my name right away, and that's Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Now, if they don't know that information, if they're asking you for more money, that's kind of the tip-off to the rip-off. The voice verification is recorded, and it's for your benefit and protection. It's very specific. It bills once a month on the 15th for exactly $249. There's never a penny more. So, again, just make sure that anyone who calls you is actually with Local Splash, and that's the whole purpose of the security question. Your options for your security question here are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
And then what is the answer?
Charleston.
Charleston, okay. I have to type it in twice. But you're all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you right now?
Just got both of them.
Okay, perfect. So looks like you also did get a couple of other emails, one being the welcome email and then another email that I'll address in a minute here. But the one that we wanted you to see was the Local Splash initial invoice. If you click on that one, it says something like thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. And if you click on it, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, of course, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, but it's about 1 out of 10 people that are going to use Bing instead of Google. Most of them are searching on their smartphones, so that's a lot of phone calls, a lot of opportunities for phone calls, so we certainly want to mirror the content on Bing as well as Google. It's not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, all the other content, Facebook and Apple Maps and things like that. You already have a website, so we don't need to build that website. That's why there's an asterisk on there. We are doing the Facebook ads, etc. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but there's a long line that goes all the way across it, and it does populate your mobile number. Below it, a couple of boxes, and we do want you to click on both of them. One says, I agreed to receive SMS messages sent to my phone. That, of course, is just text messages through the computer. And the other one says that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So we do want you to click on that box as well. Now, below that, there's a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That's where you would click on the box and either type in or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears. So if you type it in, it is case sensitive. The first initial, middle initial, and the first initial of your last name are all capitalized. There's not a period after the middle initial A. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. But once you've got your name exactly as it appears there, click the confirm signature box to the right. Mr. Schoolcraft, that actually does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that we've waived your setup fee, etc. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area. And then also to do that original or initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and then for us to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Yeah, I'm here right now for username and password.
Okay, perfect. You can actually stop right there. The reason that you're seeing it, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon for your tracking system. And our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it. Either one is really true at this point. We do have to do your client interview first for there to be something to create and then track. But in the next day or so, once your tracking system is active, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password. You can change the password once you're in your account if you like. Some people never change it, and that's fine too. I can give you the username. In fact, I'm sending you right now a calendar invite just for your records to your email for that client interview. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G, that just stands for client interview conducted in English. And then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. In this case, your username is your phone number. It's just the numbers, though. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So easy for you to remember. Your username is 304-533-2687. In any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please do include your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. So I'm sending that out to you now because your client interview is less than an hour away, so there's not enough time for our automated system to send out the reminder email, which goes out an hour prior. But should be within the hour. I mean, like I said, it won't be right at 12, but maybe a couple of minutes after that we'll give you that follow-up call. And if I am in between phone calls, I'll be at the beginning part of that call. If I'm not, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that going for you, get that website out there in front of more eyes, get your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time. Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention was that other email that you did receive. It says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, Google has recently, and by that I mean it's been maybe 5 months now, Google has made the process of getting PIN verified a little bit more comprehensive. It's completely by design. They want to make sure that every business listed on the first page is an active business in the local area that, if called, would provide a fair service at a decent price. So they want us to submit as much information as we can. That other email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, you don't have to send us everything on there, but there is a link for you to send as much as you can. Any pictures of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, I know there's not a workplace, but like where you park your work vehicle when you're not using it for work, or even just a close-up of the tools in the truck. If you've got a business card, that would help. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
Yes. I have insurance.
Perfect. So if you can send us that information as well, that would certainly help. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. I do hope that I am in between phone calls when they call you at the beginning part of this upcoming hour.
I appreciate it.
Let me get my client interview technician a little bit of a head start here. Are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want to be found?
Any day is fine.
So 7 days a week?
Right.
Did you want to list any official hours, though, like 8 to 5, 7 to 7?
I would do like 7 to 7. That's fine. That's pretty good.
Perfect. Are you taking like cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, cash apps?
I do cash, check. I'm still waiting on my card reader to show up to do cards. And then I do PayPal, cash app.
Okay. Perfect. Just let us know when you're ready to take credit cards. And then we'll add that as well. So you're all set here. You said Venmo and Cash Apps, PayPal?
Not Venmo yet.
Not Venmo.
That's
what I thought. All right. I'm typing and listening at the same time, and I think I need to refill my coffee cup. All right. Well, you're all set and squared away here, Caleb. Real pleasure speaking with you, and we'll be calling you back in about 45 minutes or so.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. You take care. You have a great rest of the day. Take care.
You too.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.